Barack Hussein. Affirmative action president. Every day, Obama thanks God for white guilt. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Wah-wah-wah-wah. Shove your opinion up your ass. That way your head has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. And it's true, oh, it's damn true. You know it's true. Crowd goes wild. Do you blame them? No, of course you don't. Well, you might, because you're an idiot. But those of us who are smart understand that this is stating the obvious, where I launch the cruise missile of my intellect, which homes in on and destroys blinded fucking morons who dare to oppose me. Why? Because I'm right. I've always been right. I'm always right. I will always be right. And how the fuck do I do this? By mowing down my enemy with the M60 machine gun. And I also do it by never being wrong. Let me start this off. I'm in a pissy ass mode. Let me start this off by explaining. Because I know many of you out there are offended. Many of you out there are offended all the fucking time. You spend your whole life being offended. That's why you people are fucking worthless. Because you get up every morning and you open your little eyes and you sit up in bed and you put your feet on the floor, and as you're walking to take your piss of the morning, you're hoping like hell somebody is going to tell you what to do today and what to think today and what sort of person to be, because you're a motherfucking sheep. Okay? But on your way to the piss, and as you're waiting for somebody to tell you what to do, you are seeking out ways to be offended. Because that's all you can do with your pathetic little excuses for life, is wait for people to tell you what to do and be offended by things. So I know that many of you out there are offended by the fact that I refer to Hussein Obama as the first affirmative action president. Well, first of all, if you're offended by this, I don't give a fuck, okay? You know what? You're offended. You are offensive. You're offensive to me. All of you fucking people out there are fucking offend me by your motherfucking existence. Okay. You goddamn whiny, snivelly, little fucking liberal pussies, and you little conservative pussies too with your, oh, I'm gonna pray to God. Fuck you. Fuck your God. Alright. Why do I refer to Hussein Obama as the first affirmative action president? Simple. Whenever you make the argument that we should eliminate affirmative action, all the people in favor of affirmative action say that you can't do that because without affirmative action, black people will never be able to succeed. Because the evil white racists are still holding them down. So therefore, utilizing, I mean, if we believe this, then we have to say to ourselves that black people can only be successful through affirmative action. If we take away the affirmative action, black people can no longer be successful because white people are going to hold them down. That's the justification for keeping affirmative action in place. So black people can only be successful in the presence of affirmative action. Now, unless I'm mistaken, and the odds of that are incredibly fucking tiny, so tiny they can't be measured, unless I'm mistaken, Barack Hussein Obama is a black man, and he has been elected president of the United States. Now, perhaps there's some room for debate on this. but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I am going to suggest that if you, whoever you are, if you are elected President of the United States, you are successful. Barack Hussein Obama, a black man, has been elected President of the United States. He is successful. Now, the people who support affirmative action will tell us that black people cannot be successful without affirmative action. Otherwise, the white racist will hold them down. Since Barack Hussein Obama is successful, and since he is black, it can only be that he was successful because of affirmative action. Had affirmative action not existed, he would not have been elected president. Therefore, he is, whether you little motherfucking pussies out there like it or not, he motherfucking is the first affirmative action president of the United States of America. And like all affirmative action candidates and affirmative action selectees and people who got their jobs by affirmative action, just like all those other people, he only got it because of his skin color, not because he's competent enough to do the job. That is why Barack Hussein Obama thanks the fucking imaginary God in the sky every day of his motherfucking life for white guilt. Because if so many of you pieces of shit out there did not feel guilty about slavery, you never would have elected him, would you? You know you wouldn't have. Many of you out there voted for him because you wanted to suck his dick. Many of you out there voted for him because you want to be fucked by him. Many of you out there voted for him because you feel bad because he's black and you're white. And of course, many of you out there voted for him just because you're a socialist and you hate freedom. It kills me when the Republicans talk about how, oh, the Islamic terrorists hate freedom. The only people I know who fucking hate freedom are Republicans and Democrats. You want to see people who hate freedom? Go to fucking Congress. Go to Washington, D.C. Look around, right? Go in the motherfucking Capitol building. Walk into a session of Congress. You will see people who hate freedom. Those are the people on this planet who motherfucking hate freedom. It's not no goddamn Arab living in the desert out in Saudi Arabia. They don't know what we do. They don't give a shit what we do. They're trying to live their own lives. What? Yes. Yes, I am momentarily... Randy's asking me if I'm finished going off the deep end. I am momentarily finished going off the deep end, but I can assure you there are more deep ends for me to go off of. There's a lot more deep ends for me to go off of. Fort Collins, Colorado, that's where I live, for those of you who don't know it. By the way, let me mention that this is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Single Libertarian Society. I am your host, the Great One himself. I am right. I am always right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I do this because I am never wrong. And if you have a fucking problem with that, you can send me a whiny little email, and you can tell me about how racist, sexist, and homophobic I am, and you can send that email to god@204esouth.com. That's God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, @204esouth.com. I know I'm racist. I know I'm sexist. I know I'm homophobic. You know what the definition of racist, sexist, homophobic is? It's somebody who disagrees with a liberal. It's just like anti-Semitic. You know what a motherfucking anti-Semite is? It's somebody who disagrees with the Jews. I'm so fucking sick of the Jews whining about the Holocaust. And oh, Israel is the homeland of the Jews. And oh, we're surrounded by the Arabs. And we need America to give us money and help us defend ourselves. Fuck you. If you can't defend yourself, die, okay? I'm so sick of every time you argue with a fucking Jew, they pull out Hitler and anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. And every time you argue with a fucking liberal, they pull out racist, sexist, homophobic. And every time you argue with a fucking conservative, they pull out God. Well, the Bible said, well, fuck your Bible. I wipe my ass with your Bible. I am tired of all of you fuckheads out there. Every fucking single one of you. I don't give a shit what color you are, what gender you are, what sexual orientation you are. I am fucking sick of every goddamn one of you. Fort Collins, Colorado, the People's Republic of, this is where I live right now, we, I say we because we are, of course, a democracy, the city of Fort Collins has recently passed a new ordinance, I'm trying to talk, okay, this ordinance regulates dirt yards and dilapidated fences on developed lots. Now, here's what this says. A significant amount of yard, more than 20% visible from the public street or sidewalk, must be covered with some kind of plants, shrubs, trees, grass, or other ground cover like mulch, gravel, paving, bricks, etc. So dirt is not a ground cover. Doesn't dirt cover the ground? I've seen dirt cover. Anyway, any section of fence visible from the public street or sidewalk must be maintained in good condition and cannot have missing or broken slats, sections, or posts. The city of Fort Collins is telling you how much of your yard must have grass on it. Evidently, there are a lot of people with a lot of free time. This is important stuff. But wait, it gets better. It gets even better. Because the first part of this, we see the government interfering in people's lives, telling them how to live their lives, telling them how much of their yard must be covered with grass. It's bad enough the government thinks that somehow or another it's entitled to do these things. But wait, it gets better. A city council is very interested in providing assistance to low-income or disabled homeowners. Once this ordinance goes into effect, there will be financial assistance available to qualified applicants to assist with compliance. Let me translate that into English. If you are, quote-unquote, too poor to get grass in 20% of your lawn, we, the government, will take money away from people who have jobs and work for a living, and we will take that money from them, and we will use it to help you poor people plant grass in your fucking yards. Now, let me ask you something. Why are people poor? They're poor because they ain't fucking working. How much money does a box of grass seed cost at Ace Hardware? Probably about $7. How hard would it be for an unemployed person to scrounge up $7? And since they're unemployed, they've got plenty of fucking time to go out in their yard, which is made of dirt, and plant the fucking grass seeds and water them. And furthermore, here's a question. If you're poor, how the fuck do you have a yard? Does anybody realize we are the only fucking country in the world? All right, maybe not the only fucking country. Does anybody realize that in the United States of America, poor people have yards? Let me go ahead. This can move. I'm going there. Do you fucking, because it's, we just came through the holiday season, you know, we just had the guilt trip laid on us, Christmas and all this other shit. You know, do you fucking people out there realize that you live in the greatest goddamn country on the planet Earth? This is a country where the fucking poor people have yards, and the fucking poor people have plasma televisions. The fucking poor people have cell phones and iPods. I was utilizing the Fort Collins public transit system, otherwise known as the bus, a little while back. I used the bus because, unlike all you dirty fucking dope smoking hippies out there who talk about saving the earth and then drive your automobiles around and pollute it, I don't own an automobile. I use a bicycle to get around. And occasionally, I do in fact use the bus. So as I was getting on the bus, the fat ass bus driver who needs to find a Stairmaster remarked to me that I needed to wait until everybody disembarked the bus before I got on. I looked around. I didn't see anybody getting off the fucking bus. What I did see was a blind person standing there talking to the bus driver. And then eventually the blind person got off the bus. So I was supposed to wait for the pathetic little blind person to get off the bus. The blind person was not getting... Let's be very clear about something. Getting off the bus and talking to the bus driver are not the same fucking thing. Had the blind person been actively getting off the bus, I might have chosen to wait. But when you're standing there running your goddamn mouth, that is not getting off the bus. And don't expect me to stand around and wait on you. However, is the important point that I want to make. In this country, we have handicapped people. We have people who are blind, who are deaf, who vote Democrat, who believe there's an invisible man in the sky. We have all sorts of fucking handicapped people in this country. Do you motherfucking people realize how lucky you are to be handicapped in the United States of America? I'm supposed to feel sorry for a motherfucking blind person in the United States of America? We have public assistance. We have public transit to cart these people around. We have welfare and Medicaid to give them money to sit at home doing nothing. You're fucking blind. You're sitting at home. You're not even watching television because you're blind. You can't see the motherfucking television, and you're getting money for it. You people who are fucking handicapped are handicapped in the greatest country on the planet Earth. In any real country, you'd be taken out of the woods and left to die. Here, we take money away from people who have jobs and work for a living and give it to you so that you can fucking sit at home and be blind and do nothing. Every one of you should fucking drop dead. Am I racist, sexist, and homophobic? You're goddamn right I am. You call me whatever motherfucking name you need to call me so that you can sleep at night, you worthless pieces of shit. This is the greatest country on the planet Earth. Poor people have iPods, cell phones, and plasma TVs. Fucking handicapped people. Get money to do nothing other than exist and consume resources. You want to talk about destroying the Earth? What if we kill all the people who don't contribute to society? How about that? How about we kill all the Democrats, all the Christians, all the unemployed? How about we kill all of you who don't fucking do a goddamn thing to make the world a better place? How about we save some resources? How about we save the Earth that way? Oh, fuck no, because if we killed all the stupid people, there'd be nobody to vote Democrat, would there? All right. On the subject of stupid people, there are so many of you. I don't even... Oh. Swiss animal rights. Switzerland, yes. This isn't Switzerland. Listen to this. Strict new laws that went into effect across Switzerland. I can't talk. Switzerland on September the 1st. Have some wondering if legislatures have overreached in efforts to safeguard the animal kingdom. It is now illegal to flush live goldfish down the toilet. How much is the fine, I wonder, for flushing a live goldfish? And furthermore, how do they know? How does the government of Switzerland know that you have flushed a live goldfish down the toilet? How exactly do they monitor this? The law stipulates that they must, the goldfish that is, the law stipulates that the goldfish must first be knocked out and killed before being disposed of. How do you knock out a goldfish? Fishermen may no longer practice catch and release fishing. And the use of live bait is prohibited. Pets, such as parrots and hamsters, may no longer be kept by themselves. Now this... Alright, this illustrates the stupidity of the government. Hamsters are not little social critters. It always amazes me that we, even here in the United States, that we have like hamsters as pets for children. hamsters are not sociable creatures. Hamsters don't like other hamsters, and they don't like people. And on top of that, they're also nocturnal. How in the hell did hamsters ever become pets? Rats are far, far better pets. It baffles me. Baffles me. I can't talk. Pets, such as parakeets and parrots, not parakeets. Although I'm sure parakeets are covered. Pets, such as parrots and hamsters. Yes, I love you too, Randy. All right. May no longer be kept by themselves. And livestock, such as sheep and goats, must have at least, quote, a visual contact with their fellows under the new law. Dog owners are now required to take classes to learn how to keep their pets from biting. Required to take classes to learn how to keep their pets from biting. They are required. And on the subject of dogs, this reminds me, we'll get back to finish this. The subject of dogs, who the fuck are you people who own dogs? We've been down this road before. I've talked about how pathetic and psychologically fucked up you dog owners are. Here's something I want to ask you motherfucking stupid ass dog owners. So, I'm out here in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm up on the trails by Horsetooth Reservoir, or down on the trails by the river, or wherever it is, and I'm running down the trail. And I see these blue plastic bags that you fucking filthy ass dog owners use to put your dog shit in. Here's what I love. Get this. The dog owners here in Fort Collins, their dog is out there on the trail with them. The dog shits. So the dog owner picks the shit up in the little plastic bag like they're supposed to. But you know what they do with the little plastic bag after they put the shit in it and they tie it shut? They leave it on the ground by the trail. So instead of letting, you know, it would be bad enough if they let the dog just shit on the trail or by the trail where somebody else could step in it. But no. What they do is they put the shit inside a plastic bag, a non-biodegradable plastic bag, and then they leave the plastic bag of shit laying by the trail. And these are filthy little dope-smoking hippie Democrats who care about the motherfucking environment. Pick your dog shit up. Take it back with you. Don't leave it by the motherfucking trail. What is wrong with you, stupid, goddamn, dope-smoking, filthy-ass, liberal, Democrat, socialist, affirmative action, Obama-voting motherfuckers? How stupid can you people possibly fucking be? To put the dog shit, biodegradable dog shit, the filthy, dope-smoking, liberal, Democrat hippies of the People's Republic of Fort Collins put the biodegradable dog shit into a plastic bag, tie it shut, and then leave the plastic bag lying by the trail out in the woods. Do you fucking think somebody's coming behind you to pick that up for you? Maybe we could take money away from people who work for a living via taxes, and maybe we could create government positions, hire people to walk along the trails and pick up your bags of dog shit for you. Maybe we could hire some of the fucking poor people who need government assistance to plant grass in 20% of their yards. What about that? I submit it would be a hell of a lot easier to take everybody who owns dogs and kill them. We could put them in big camps, then we could herd them into showers, we could gas them, and then we could shove their bodies into huge unmarked graves and bury them. Anybody doesn't like that? Fuck you. even with regulations saying that pigs had the legal right to shower and freshen up after rolling in the mud, the country's leading animal rights group, STS, says the new law doesn't go far enough. Wow. Swiss leading the way in stupidity. What do we got here? Hold on. There's AIDS. We got some AIDS. We got the GM bailout. Yeah, whatever. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way since we're talking about affirmative action. Every year here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we have the Martin Luther King Parade so that all the white people can feel good about themselves and sort of, you know, channel their white guilt for the slavery thing and all that other stuff and suck up the black people. We do this every year. CSU and the Fort Collins get together. The last couple of years, is it saying, yes, the past 2 years, the march was canceled because it was so cold outside. Let's see, it's January, it's Colorado. You think it's going to be cold? The point I've made, and those of you who listen to STO have heard me make this point before, that, you know, all these people care about affirmative action. Excuse me. They care about alleviating their white guilt. They care about black people. They care about equal opportunity. They care about all of these things. They care about all this stuff so long as it's not too cold outside. As soon as it gets cold outside, all of a sudden we don't care quite so much, do we? Oh, excuse me. Hold on one moment. All right. Okay, sorry about that. And yes, I know. Randy is flashing the red card, which indicates that I'm having way too many peaks in the recording here. Yes, I know. The first part of this is peaked out. That's because I'm peaked out. Okay. When did this come out? This is fairly recent. This is December the 15th of 2008. I'm actually talking about something within 6 months of when it occurred. That's a major miracle for me. To accommodate speakers, we're talking about the Martin Luther King Parade this coming year. To accommodate speakers and parade marchers, Wright said this year's march will begin in Old Town, proceed down College Avenue to Laurel Street, stomp across the center of the Oval to Isotope Drive, and end in the Laurie Student Center's main ballroom where the keynote speaker will present. In the past, it's always gone from CSU to downtown Fort Collins, where the keynote speech would be the correct way to say it, where the keynote speech took place outside and in the downtown Fort Collins Square. The parade signifies unity, coming together, and the empowerment of meeting in that context, says Marlon Blake, an employee in CSU's Black Student Services office. Moreover, he said, that unity and empowerment is within, not just black people, but all people. Yes, but only as long as it's not too cold outside, right? Wright stressed that the new plan makes the march more accessible to all community members in all weather, rain or shine, hot or cold, because yes, January the 20th in Fort Collins, it might in fact be 97 degrees outside, and allows for enhanced video and audio capabilities. In other words, the last 2 years was too fucking cold for us to go outside, because we're committed to diversity and unity. We're not committed enough to actually be cold. You know, this is the difference between people who are pushing white guilt today and Martin Luther. You know, I bet if somebody came up to some Martin Luther King Jr. back when he was alive and said, hey, buddy, you know, you can help out black people, but you have to stand outside for 4 hours in negative 10 degree weather, I bet he would have said, bring it the fuck on. Nowadays, oh, we want diversity and we want unity, but we also want comfort. You know, when real black people, not black people who sit around waiting for a motherfucking welfare check, but when real black people, black people who had guns, black people who defended themselves from the KKK, black people who marched for their rights, black people who stood up for what they thought was right and shoved down what they thought was wrong, when real black people were trying to accomplish something and make something of their lives and make the world a better place, I bet they wouldn't have given a fuck how goddamn cold it was outside. Motherfucking. These people today are nothing but you people today are nothing but a bunch of motherfucking pussies. 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 I think it's really important in all communities, Wright said, about the history and civil issues the parade underscores. But it's particularly important in a predominantly white community. Yeah, you bet your ass that in a predominantly white community, it's important to remind them every year about how black people were oppressed in the past. You know why? Because you have to keep the white guilt flowing. Because if it wasn't for white guilt and it wasn't for affirmative action, Obama would never have been elected president. If it wasn't for white guilt, people like you would not get time in the newspaper. If it wasn't for white guilt, anytime somebody disagrees with you, you wouldn't be able to call them a racist. You would have to actually attempt to respond in some kind of intellectual way to the argument being made, which of course you can't do. Not because you're black, mind you. The reason you can't respond intellectually is because you're stupid. It has nothing to do with your skin color. It has to do with your brain. And stupidity, as I've said a million times before, stupidity knows no barriers. There's no barrier by skin color. There's no barrier by gender. There's no barrier by ethnicity. There's no barrier by nationality, although stupidity does seem to occur in the French a lot more than anybody else. Stupidity is everywhere. It's universal. It's like hydrogen. This celebration is a key reminder that there are still civil rights struggles going on today, Wright said. It's both historic and current. Yes, there are still civil rights struggles going on today. We have affirmative action to give black people jobs for the simple fact that they're black. We have a black president of the United States. But oh, we're struggling! Oh, the struggle! Oh, there's black people picking cotton on plantations, and all over the country, black people are being hunted down and shot just for fun. Oh, the struggle. Oh, the struggle to keep white guilt in the limelight. How can we survive if there's no white guilt? So, instead of guilt, there's AIDS. It was apparently where there was a World AIDS Day, a World AIDS Week, some kind of AIDS something. You know, college students have a lot of free time. They've been heavily indoctrinated. And so one of the things they have to do is constantly point out everything that's wrong with the United States of America. Mind you, they're not going to actually fix any of this. They're going to talk about how terrible it is, but they're not going to do anything about it other than have World AIDS Day and AIDS Awareness Weeks and all this other shit. So apparently there was some kind of AIDS Week or something back in December here. Let me read this. Irene Vernon, who has studied AIDS for almost two decades, says that there are many misconceptions about the disease, but that the false belief that the virus is limited to white male homosexuals stands out from the rest as the most damaging. Let me point out that nobody who is intelligent believes that AIDS is limited to white males, or white male homosexuals, I should stand out. But we will come back to this. Quote, people lose their home and families and are ostracized because of the stigma, she said. If we could deal with the stigma, people could be tested more frequently and the disease could be brought under control. All right, first of all, God damn it! Fuck! How goddamn goddamn stupid are you fucking people? People can get an AIDS test any goddamn time they want, because right now we still have, for a brief few moments, a free market healthcare system where you can actually go get healthcare any motherfucking time you want. All you have to do is gasp, fucking pay for it. Soon that will be gone. When the affirmative action president himself, Hussein Obama, takes office and destroys the greatest healthcare system in the world, then you will no longer be able to get an AIDS test. But for right now, anybody can go get a motherfucking AIDS test anytime. Planned Parenthood will give you one for free, because then they can also talk to you about how wonderful abortion is. You can get an AIDS test any fucking time you want in this country. And how can you be ostracized for? Who the fuck is gonna know? When you go to the doctor, it's not in the fucking newspaper. George Brown went to the doctor last week to get an AIDS test. The fuck are you talking about? People are ostracized. That stigma of getting an AIDS test, all this other shit. Second of all, the disease cannot be brought under control because AIDS is the only fucking disease that has rights. When people have AIDS or when people have HIV, you can't tell anybody about it, you can't talk about it, you can't do anything about it. If it's such a goddamn big disease, if it's such a big deal, if it's such an epidemic, shouldn't we quarantine the people who have it? But no, oh God, no. If somebody has AIDS, we can't dare do anything about it. We have to let them run about. Now, I'm not saying that it just spreads like wildfire. No, of course, if there's a person standing next to you and they have HIV, the odds of you getting it are extremely slim unless you're exchanging body fluids, okay? I'm not saying the shit's airborne or any of this other stupid-ass shit that the fucking morons said when AIDS, and a lot of morons still fucking say this shit, you know, the AIDS, you know, oh, you used a telephone after a guy with HIV, you're going to get AIDS. No, no, you're not, okay? But the point is, if the disease is so deadly, and if it's so terrible, and all this other shit, then, hey, why don't we fucking do something about it? Like, for example, containing the people who have the fucking disease. When somebody gets tuberculosis, you don't let them wander around the street. Let me keep reading here. Vernon also said diminished attention to the illness has added detriment to the war on AIDS, as the initial period of awareness that followed its discovery has passed away, leaving a younger generation relatively uninformed of the reality of the problem. She said that, in the U.S., widespread ignorance and misinformation leaves younger populations, women, and minorities at an increased risk. I love the way everything, it seems, because white men, see, we white men, we are gods. I'm a white man. I'm a god. Let me tell you what I've done as a white man. As a white man, I personally have subjugated blacks and women to years and years and years of servitude. It's because of me personally. I personally, even though I was not yet born, I traveled back in time, went over to Africa, captured black people, brought them to America, and sold them to myself as slaves, where I then made them pick cotton so that I could make a profit. I personally declared that women were property, married my daughter off when she was 9 years old to myself so that she could make babies. And I kept women in the United States from voting for all those years. I've done all those things. I am a white man. I am a god. I can control other people. I can transcend time and space. And I have an infinite amount of knowledge. And this is why I am better than all the rest of you. Listen right here. In the U.S., widespread ignorance and misinformation, such as all the things that contributed to getting Hussein Obama elected president of the United States, leaves younger populations, women and minorities, at increased risk. Somehow or another, men, white men, are exempted from this. You know why? Because we are smarter than the rest of you. See, we don't need people to come and tell us about HIV and AIDS because we know it.
But, oh, if you're a younger person, if you're a woman, or if you're a minority, then somehow or another, you see, you're too stupid to figure these things out on your own. These aren't my... This is exactly what she's saying. Listen to this. She said that in the U.S., widespread ignorance and misinformation leaves younger populations, women, and minorities at an increased risk. This statement implies that somehow white men, because white men are not members of the younger population... When I say white men, I mean white men who have jobs and actually contribute to the world. I'm not talking about 16-year-olds. Okay. She is saying that younger populations, women and minorities, are at an increased risk because somehow or another they are not capable of overcoming the ignorance and misinformation. The implications of this statement is somehow that white men are capable of overcoming those. Now, if we, white men, can overcome those things, but the minorities, the younger populations, and the women can't, does that not imply that we obviously must be superior in some way to those other groups? I'm not saying this. The stupid AIDS bitch is saying this. I'm just reading between the lines, folks. Why? Because I'm fucking smarter than you are. Because my head isn't up my ass. Because I'm not standing around waiting for a motherfucking welfare check. Because I'm not waiting for somebody from the government to take money away from people who have jobs and take that money, go to Ace Hardware, buy some fucking seeds to come to my house and plant the fucking seeds in my front yard so that some grass grows over 20% of my front yard. Because I'm a fucking poor person, yet somehow or another I manage to have a fucking yard, while in other countries on the planet, real poor people are laying in the streets dying with flies on their bodies. Hey, fucking poor people, sell your goddamn iPod and buy some grass seeds. Fuck you. The stigma. According to the CDC's 2006 report on AIDS in the U.S., the majority of AIDS and HIV victims on record are homosexual. Really? No shit! The majority of AIDS victims are homosexuals? Holy fucking shit! How much time does the AIDS lobby and the AIDS activists and the people who believe that the AIDS virus has rights spend trying to convince us that the majority of the people who have AIDS aren't homosexuals? I'll come back to this in a minute. Now, AIDS is the number one killer of African American women. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. And I say that because I have not made any attempt yet to verify that statistic from any sort of secondary source. Unlike news of you who are stupid, I don't believe everything I read in the newspaper. AIDS is the number one killer of African American women. Is that really true? I have some doubts about this. And if, in fact, AIDS is the number one killer of African-American women, then obviously there are not a lot of African-American women dying, because I suspect there aren't a lot of them with AIDS. Pardon me. Now, let's see. That's what we're talking about. Patterns in the study of ISIS communities. Okay. Wait, what? AIDS in Native American communities. The patterns which she finds in her study of these Native American communities are the same as what she sees nationwide. These are the nationwide patterns for AIDS or HIV infections. Remember, HIV and AIDS are two different things. Minorities are overwhelmingly in poverty. Let's see. Poor people. Poor people can't afford condoms and grass seeds and AIDS testing. Gee, I wonder if it's any surprise there. People in poverty often do not receive AIDS education. Why not? How can they not receive AIDS education? Aren't we sending these people to 12 years of public school financed by my fucking tax money? Aren't those of us who actually having jobs and contributing to the economy, aren't we having money taken from us by the government in order to educate these fucking people? 12 years of public education and nobody said to them, hey, don't fuck another guy up the ass without a condom, especially if it's a stranger. Hey, don't exchange body fluids with other people. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying if you're homosexual and you like fucking guys up the ass, man, that is great. And I am not being sarcastic here at all. That is fucking great. If you're happy, that's wonderful. All right, but if you don't know the person's status, use a goddamn condom. I mean, come on, if I'm going to fuck a bitch, I like fucking women. I like sticking my dick in a vagina, okay? If I'm going to stick my dick in a vagina and I don't know how clean it is, I should use a fucking condom. Not that a condom protects you against everything in the world. You should use condoms in conjunction with common sense. Okay? I am not, listen to me, you stupid motherfuckers out there who want to call me racist, sexist, homophobic because you can't fucking intellectually debate me because you're brain dead. I am not saying you shouldn't fuck other guys. If you are homosexual and if you're a man, you like fucking other men up the ass, man, that's great. You go for it. I envy you people because homosexual men get more sex than I will ever see in my life. Okay? You go for it, but use some goddamn common sense. Don't be stupid. I mean, you can be horny. We're men. Okay, one thing heterosexual men and homosexual men have in common is we want to fuck anything that moves. Fuck people up the ass all you want. Use some common sense. That's all I'm saying here. People in poverty often do not have access to health care. Bullshit. There's free clinics all over the place. Planned Parenthood who give health care and advice and all this shit to anybody who was willing to sit there and listen to them talk about abortion. What do you mean there's no poverty on access to health care? Then where the fuck is all that welfare money going? How can they not have access to health care? Have you seen how much money people pay in taxes, those of us who work for a living? Have you seen how much fucking taxes we pay? How can poor people not have access to health care? Heavy drug users are typically impoverished and often share needles. Heavy drug users are impoverished. Holy shit, you're kidding. AIDS continues to flourish, and it's flourishing in communities that are in poverty. You know what? There's a lot of things that flourish in Here's the thing. Does the poverty cause the AIDS? No, it's not the poverty that causes the AIDS. It's the behavior that causes the AIDS. Now, let's come back to homosexuals and AIDS. People are like, oh, AIDS is not a disease of homosexuals. Well, no. No, you're right. The little AIDS virus. The AIDS virus itself is not capable of distinguishing whether or not its host is homosexual or heterosexual, nor does the AIDS virus give a shit. No, you're right, the AIDS virus, the HIV virus, is not a homosexual disease. However, it is transmitted in ways which favor certain behaviors. And those behaviors are behaviors which result in the exchange of body fluids from an infected person to a non-infected person. Now, can those behaviors occur in situations other than male-to-male homosexual sex? Of course they can. However, it is likely when one guy is fucking another guy up the ass. And you know, if homosexual sex is such a great thing, why are so many of you offended when I say a guy fucking a guy up the ass? I'm just calling it like it is. That's what it is. I mean, when I fuck a bitch, I'm fucking a bitch in the vagina. The guy's fucking a guy up the ass. I like anal sex. I like fucking a bitch in the ass. I'm all about fucking women in the ass. I like anal sex, okay? I'm just using words here. I'm describing what it is. That's all I'm doing, okay? When one guy fucks another guy up the ass, because the rectal tissue tears easily, there's an exchange of body fluids, and it's possible for the virus to be transmitted. They've done the studies. The virus apparently does not transmit vaginally as well as it does anally. But this doesn't mean the virus, the little HIV, is a member of the Christian Coalition and is deliberately targeting homosexuals. No, it is not a homosexual disease. You're absolutely right about that. The virus doesn't understand what the fuck homosexual means. The virus is simply being transmitted. I mean, what kind of diseases do heterosexuals have that homosexuals don't get? What's the virus that women get that they think maybe causes cancer? Shit. I know, I can't remember. But I mean, how many homosexual men get that virus? Not very many, right? Because that virus is biologically geared towards the system that operates with women. Hello? Nobody's going around going, oh, this virus is heterosexual in nature. It only preys on heterosexual people. This virus must be racist. We need to declare that this virus has rights. You people are total fucking losers. Yes, I see we're running out of time. Do I have time to do the other part? Campus AIDS Memorial draws minimal attendance. This is absolutely stunningly hilarious. So they have the AIDS Memorial. 10 people showed up. 10! We'll read some more then. What is that freaking virus? I know now. I can't believe I can't remember the name of this. Look, folks. When your dog shits by the trail, don't put it in a plastic bag and leave it next to the trail, okay? If you're poor and you have a front yard, you're not fucking poor, okay? Poor people do not have front yards. Pick up your dog shit. Plant some grass. If you're gonna fuck a guy up the ass, use a condom. If you're gonna fuck a woman in the vagina, use a condom. Remember, if you're white, you're racist. How do we know this? Simple. Because all white people are racist. And if you don't believe that, then you're a racist. Because we've got to keep the white guilt alive. Because otherwise, how is B. Hussein Obama going to win a second term as America's first affirmative action president? I will be back. We will finish up the AIDS stuff. We got some other stuff here I did not get to. We're going to talk about GM and its $12 billion worth of loans. Fuck GM. It's time for GM to go out of business. We're going to talk about gay marriage and democracy and the People's Republic of California. We're going to talk about CSU being a bunch of environmentalist wackos. And we're going to talk about the new era of national service. And we're probably talking about dog shit, too.